Okay, we left off yesterday. Today's daf is Bamatia daf Nun Aleph. We left off yesterday in daf Nun Amid Beis. At the bottom, we got to the two dots. But we were in the middle of discussing just one final issue I wanted to touch upon because we're in the sugya of Ona'a. The discussion is in regards to the fact that Avadim, Shtaros, Karkaos, Hekteshos are all Nisma'atu, they're all excluded from the Parsha of Ona'a, so there is no Isra of Ona'a by those items. However, there is no Chiv Ona'a, there's no Chiv Lahachzir or Bitl HaMekach by those items. Nevertheless, what was unclear was whether it's Mutter Lahonos. Are you allowed to do Ona'a on those items that are excluded from the Parsha of Ona'a? Is it L'chadchil something that's completely allowed to do, or do we say no, it's not going to be follow the dinim of Ona'a, but you're not allowed to cheat somebody. You're not allowed to cheat somebody even in those items, maybe, even those karkaos.
Maybe it just means it's not subject to Ona'a. There is no, the concept of Ona'a doesn't apply to those things.
Again,
it's
unique. Right, so that's the issue. That's the question. Is it that they're not subject to Ona'a and therefore there's no Isser, or it means they're not subject to the halacha of Ona'a in regards to the Bitul HaMekach? But it's definitely usher to cheat somebody in that way. So we pointed out yesterday that the chinuch says that even though they're nisma'it, nevertheless there's still an isur l'chadchila. But the minchas chinuch says, according to that, then shouldn't there be malchus on ona b'karkaos if it fits into the general isur of losonu? It's just that we're not going to make them subject to all the halachos. So shouldn't we say that there's malchus on losonu? So we gave one yishuv of it yesterday, but I just wanted to share with you the Eben HaAzel, Rav Issa Meltzer in Hilchus Mechira, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Aleph, writes, has a beautiful diuk in a Rambam. The Rambam writes as follows: Kol lav she'in bo ma'isa ein lokan alav. He says any lav she'in bo ma'isa you don't get malchus on. Kol lav shenitan la'saros mitzvos beizin ein lokan alav. Kol lav shenitan l'tashlumin kagon lo sigzol lo signov ein lokan alav. So he's giving us a list of all the malchus, all the lavim that you don't get malchus on, and he mentions a lav shenitan l'tashlumin, which ona'a would fit into that category, so you don't get malchus on. The kol lav she, and what the question the minchas chinuch was, yeah, that's great for ona'a and other things, but ona'a b'karkaos is not nita l'tashlumin, you should get malchus on. But then the Rambam says the kol lav she nita klasei kigon lo sika chim alabon. Any love anita klase, you're not going to get malchus on unless you're not mekayim nase, in which case you're going to get malchus on it. So, frekt Rav Issa Zalman, why does the Rambam only make that caveat, that exception, by lav shenita klase and not by lav shenita l'tashlumin? What about lav shenita l'tashlumin? Why doesn't the Rambam say that by lav shenita l'tashlumin also that you could get malchus on it? If you do it in a way where you don't, where you're not going to be able to do the tashlumin, where there's going to be no tashlumin, and then you would get malchus on it. So he says, what you see is that there are two possible ways to understand why certain lavin don't get malchus. One way to understand why lav doesn't get malchus is that the lav, simply the way it's normally done, it doesn't fit into the category of malchus because it's ein bo ma'aser or whatever. But if you get around that technicality, there's nothing inherently weak about that lav. The lav is strong enough to get malchus on, so a lav nita klasei, there's nothing wrong with the lav. It's just that since it's nita klasei, you can't get malchus on it. You get rid of the idea that it could be nita klasei, you somehow get around that, you're not mekayim the assay, and you leave it at that lav, so then you're going to get malchus on it. But the other way to understand why certain lavin might not get malchus on is that they're inherently weaker lavin. So he says the fact that there's no exception, that the Rambam very clearly doesn't state an exception by losonu, by lav shenitan tashlumin, shows that the lav shenitan tashlumin is not the fact that the fact that you pay it back means you're not going to get malchus. It's that if this lav is subject to tashlumin, that's megala that it's a weaker kind of lav. It's a more shvach kind of lav. And that's why you're not going to get malchus on it. So he says there's not going to be a case anywhere where losonu is going to get malchus on, because inherently it's a lav nitan tashlumin. Granted, there are cases where it's not nitan tashlumin, like by onos karkos, but still it's nitan tashlumin, and as such, it's going to be subject to malchus. It's not going to be subject to malchus. Okay, says the Gemara two dots. And masay mutalaksir. So we had this discussion in the Mishnah. Up until when can the person be chozer? Can the lokech be chozer? based on the fact that he was cheated in the Mekach. So we had Machlokas Tanakama, and what was it? It was Tanakama and Rabbi Tarfon, where the Tanakama said that you have until you can show your friends and or a merchant, someone who's familiar with the prices. And Rabbi Tarfon said, no, you have all day to be able to be Chozer. So Amar Rav Nachman Lo Shanu El Lokeach, Aval Mocher Liolim Chozer. The idea of any time limit being placed on anybody is only by a Lokeach. The mocher doesn't have a time limit. He can always be chozer if he can prove that he was cheated, that you paid too little for the item. Name Misayele.
Even though he had the object for a long time before he sold it.
Yes.
He couldn't be asked.
Yes, we'll see in a second what the svar is. Name Misayele. Chazul Dibre Chachamim. And the raya that the mocher has this extended period of time is the fact that the Tagrei Lud were so excited to go back to the Shita of the Chachamim once they heard that Rabbi Tarfon extends the time period for a full day. Because Iyam Pishlam Mocher Liolam Chozer, if you say that the mocher isn't subject to this machlokas Rabbi Tarfon and the Rabbanan anyway, because he has forever anyway, it doesn't really matter to him. Mishum Hachi Chazu. So that's why obviously they're going to be very much more excited about the Shita of the Rab of the Tanakama, that that the Lokeach has a shorter window of opportunity to go back, because they want to be able to get away with cheating the Lokeach. Whereas the Shita of Rabbi Tarfon that gives the Lokeach a longer window, they're not going to be so happy about. So that makes a lot of sense. But if you say whatever window there is for the Lokeach also applies to the Mocher, so then my nafkalumina. Why would they be more excited about the shorter window of time? They should be just as excited about the longer window of time, because just like the Lokach has a longer window of time to discover that he was cheated, the Mocher also would be subject to that same rule. He would also be given by Rabbi Tarfon this longer period of time to discover that he's been cheated. Just like the Takana was there to benefit the Lokach, it was there to benefit the Mocher the same way. So answers Gemara, Tigre Lud Lo Shchiach Tata'u. Now these people were fairly confident that they weren't getting cheated. They knew which way it was going. And they knew that they were, if anything, they were charging more. So they were experts in exactly your svara, that these people, they knew very well exactly what they were doing. Well, not exactly your svara, because meaning the idea being that they knew exactly what they were doing, and therefore they weren't worried about their window of opportunity. They didn't feel like they needed much of a window of opportunity, because the din was totally inapplicable to them, because they were always on top of what they were charging. Now, what is the svara to give them a longer amount of time and not give them a small window of opportunity? So we'll see. The svara is very clear that when it comes to the lokeach has the item in hand. So for him to show it to other people is very easy. He just takes the item and shows it to people. The mocher doesn't have the item in hand. So what's he going to do? He's going to go and describe it to an expert. He's going to have to wait till he comes across a very similar item and say, ah, you see that? Mine was just like that, except it had this, right? Or it was almost exactly like that. It will take a lot longer till the mocher is able to get a reasonable assessment for what the item was actually worth. So we give a little bit, we give an indefinite amount of time for the mocher to discover if he was cheated. So Gemara now tells a couple of stories that illustrate these dinim and bring up a couple of chidushim. Ushpazichne de Rami Bar Chama, Zavin Chamra Vita'a. So the host of Rami Bar Chama sold wine, and he made a mistake. He didn't charge enough for the wine. He got ripped off when he sold his wine. He could have gotten a lot more money than he did. So Rami Bar Chama saw that he was very sad, because here he was, he sold this wine and he didn't get what he should have gotten for it. So he said, why are you sad? He said, look, I made a mistake. I sold wine and I sold it for too cheap. So he said, go reverse the mekach. Go undo it. He says, I can't, it's too late. I already waited more time than takes to show to my relatives, my friends, and to a merchant. So they sent a shayla to Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said the din we just learned, that that's only true by the lokeach, but the mocher always has the ability to be chozer. My time, or why? Lokeach, mekach biyado, the lokeach has the mekach in hand. Wherever he goes, he could show it to people, and they can tell him whether he made a mistake or he didn't make a mistake. But the mocher doesn't have the item in hand, and therefore he can't go around showing the item to people where people are going to be able to tell him if he did or did not make a mistake. So it's going to take him much longer to discover if he actually did make a mistake.
Are you talking about commodities, which
you're pretty certain.
There's no example of anything other than commodities, as far as I remember.
Yayin. Well, wine has different quality levels, so I'm going to find the same exact wine. You don't think
they have
different qualities of wine? Yayin, Yashin? Sure, they have different qualities of wine.
Okay, maybe Yashin and Kladesh, but that's a commodity also. Whatever it is, 3-year wheat, 2-year wheat, whatever it is. But the qualities, whether it has this taste or that flavor or this or that, I don't believe it. But
I don't know. You got to find some armakamas for this. I don't know.
No, find an example where they discuss anything but commodities. You know, where some manufactured item.
Next one.
If that's true, even by chamra, what do you need it for? What do you need the other chamra for? The shows somebody. All you have to do is go out and see what they're selling it for.
The next one is an example of something that's also not a commodity. I think. Hogavra Davnakir Varshkilus Vuni, silk ribbons. Commodity. So he had that to sell. So Kari Shisa, Vishavi Khamsha. He was going around trying to sell it for 6 and it was actually worth 5. So Viavyavale Khamsha Palga Vishakil, but he was willing to take 5.5 for it, even though really it should have only cost 5. He was willing to take 5.5. The official price was 6. Also Hugavra, so Chacham, a guy who wanted to buy it came along and came up with the following cheshbon. Va'amar, he said, look, if I give him 5.5, I will have only been cheated by 1/2, and then that will be a din of a mechila, because that will be I will have been cheated by less than 1/6. So I have an idea. I'll give him 6, and I'll be toveya him to a din Torah. Meaning this way, I'll give him enough. I'll give him what he's asking. I'm not going to overpay more than he's asking, but I'll give him what he's asking. That way, I'll know I'll be cheated, and then I'll be toveya him the din, and I'll get my money back. So they went to Rava. Rava said, no, you can't do that. That's only if you buy from a merchant. But if you buy from Balabayas, there's no din of onah when you buy from the Balabayas. Why not? So says Rashi, mi Balabayas tachshitinu kletash mishalo. If you buy from Balabayas, things that are personal effects of his, chaviven alav, so he has a special connection to it, veina mochron el biyoker, and he's going to sell it at a premium. Vavle kemifareish, yodea anishiesh bona, damrin and lakaman, in lo alavana. And it's as if he's telling you, look, I'm ripping you off because this is my thing and I'm connected to it and therefore I feel more strongly about it. It's as if he's mefarish it to you. And therefore it's not called that you're cheated when you overpay when you're buying something from a balabais. Question is that real magic? Just whenever you buy from a balabais? I mean, Rashi gives a very clear svara that it's because it's something that he's connected to. Rav Zilberstein had a shaila in the Sefer Chashukei Chemed. Rav Zilberstein had a shaila where a guy bought himself a new washing machine and he sold his old washing machine. And he totally ripped the guy off. He sold it for twice its market value. And the guys, the lokeach said, yeah, you ripped me off. It's onah. And the mocher said, I'm a balabas. What are you talking about? It's not onah. There's no onah when it's a balabais. So that's why I ripped you off. So the question is, in that case, really, he was selling the washing machine and he was overcharging because he's so connected to it. If he was so connected to it, he probably wouldn't have bought himself the new one, right? Obviously, he wasn't so connected to the washing machine. There's a discussion in the other direction where the Chuvas Harash discusses. He quotes the Chuvas Harash in Chalkov Beis, where a balabayis sells his kelim machmas dachka vein lo mayochal. He has nothing to eat and he desperately needs to sell stuff. Can you say that? That if you're not going to give him a lot of extra money, he would not have sold it. Meaning that he's only selling it at a premium because he's very connected to it. No, it's hard to say that over there because he would sell it anyway. He was going to sell it because he's desperate for the money. So nevertheless, the assumption is that he would sell for whatever he can get, and he'd make up the money wherever he can. But it's not that it's chaviv on him. But when it comes to this case, where it's very clearly that it's not chavivanim, so the Silberstein says maybe there's room to argue that even though it's lakach mibalabais, it's not because of its chavivus that he's charging extra. So then there's going to be a din of anah in the balabais. But interestingly, he said that he asked his brother-in-law, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, what he thought about this case, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky said that he thinks that a washing machine anyway is not subject to anah, because a washing machine has a din of karka, because it only functions when it's mechuber lekarka. Which is an interesting
story.
Yeah, which is exactly so. It's in, right into the plumbing lines and whatever. It's an interesting svara in the sense that it is raised by other poskim and widely rejected in a different context. The poskim of Chalkas Yaakov of Breish raised such a svara in regards to tevilas kelim, that he thought kelim that you plug in shouldn't require tevila. Why? Because they only function as mechuber lekarka, and things that are mechuber lekarka don't require tevila. Right, so he thought that would be a big heter for toaster ovens and hot water urns and things of that nature that should not require tevilas kelim. Generally speaking, it seems to me, I thought most poskim rejected that, and so the fact that it can only function when it's plugged into the ground is not a good enough heter to not require tevilas kelim. But Rav Chaim Kanievsky apparently thought that it's good enough to consider mechuber lekarka legabe the din of anah. Rav Moshe had a chiddush by tevilas kelim that you can view the kli as two separate kelim. Right, that if you have a kli that has an electric component, so you can view the electric component as one kli, and the part that's not touches the food is a separate kli. Nafkamina being that if you can dip part of it in, the part that touches the food, without getting the electricity, the electrical part dipped in the mikveh, that would be fine, according to Rav Moshe, because it's two separate kelim, it's a din of two separate kelim. Mm-hmm. But that also is a chiddush. But still, the I thought of Breish's chiddush was not so widely accepted. Okay, Ha'u gavradav nakid kipulus vune. A guy was going around selling earrings. Kari shisin v'shavi chamishin. Again, also not a commodity. He was saying that it was worth six, and he wanted six for it, but it was actually only worth five. V'yavu yahavu lechamishin, I'm sorry, 6D and 50. V'yahavu yahavu lechamishin v'chamisha v'shakel. Had someone offered him 55, he would have been happy to take it. Also, gavra v'amri, yahivna lechamishin v'chamisha havi mechila. So similar cheshbon, the lokeh comes along and says, look, if I give him 55, it's going to have a din of a mechila, I'm going to lose my money. So I have an idea. I'm going to give him 60, and then I'll be tovei him to a din Torah. I'll get my money back. That's only true if you buy it from a merchant, not when you buy it from Balabayas. You buy it from Balabayas, you're not going to have a din of anah. Amalei Rav Dimi, Yasher, V'cheinam Rav Lazar. Rav Dimi said, all right, right on, that's correct. That's what Rav Lazar said, the same thing. Yasher, V'anantanang, Shem Shonah, Lehadir, Kachon, Olatagar. How can you say that that's correct? Didn't we learn that just like doesn't the Mishnah, which we're about to read in three lines from now, say that just like there's Onah, Lehadiot, Kachon, Olatagar, which implies that not only is there Onah for a Hadiot, but that the primarily Onah is by a Hedyot, right? It's Kishain. Just like we already know, it's a Davar Pashut, that there's Onah by a Hedyot, so too there's Onah by a Tagar. Man Hedyot, Av Balabayis. Isn't a Hedyot a Balabayis? Isn't that exactly what we're talking about? So Rav Chista, Bitsad Rayasa, Aval Mani Tashmishta, Diakiriale, Lom Mazbinu, Ilav Bedami Yisere. No, when do we say that there's Onah for a Hedyot, for a Balabayis? That's by garments that are, Rashi says, Tzad Rayasa, are big day canvas, ha'omdim limacher. They're the types of garments that the guy doesn't use, they're clearly meant to be sold. But personal effects that are precious to him, that he finds very valuable because they're personal items of his own, so that we're going to say are not subject to anah, because we assume that you know when you're buying something from him that's beloved to him, you're going to have to pay extra. That's a good maramakum for the washing machine case. Right here you have something that you buy, it's not magic that whenever you buy from Balabais automatically there's no onah. No, if it's something from the Balabas that the person can reasonably assume you're not particularly attached to, so there's going to be a din of onah. So just like by the washing, so just like over here by the Tzadriyasa, I think it's a little bit different because generally these things are sold commercially as opposed to being sold, I mean even when sold by Balabatim, they're generally not things that were used by the Balabatim personally, it's just something like a side business a Balabas will have out of his house. But still, you see the idea that when you're buying something from a Balabas and you have the right to assume that it's not one of his personal items, then we're going to be subject to the dinim of ana. If you look at Tosfos Vatanan, Shem Shonala had to Kachonal Tagar, Perish Lafukim Rabbi Yehuda Domer Tagar Ein Lo Ana, meaning as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah is going to say that a Tagar is not subject to ana, Kshamachar Bezul, when he sells something for cheap, Lefishu Baki Vachule Yachule, because he's a Baki in the prices, and if he sold something for cheap, obviously he was just having a sale, and he was Mochel. Vahid Zavni Hachim Yishum Deshamil Yizvinta Achritik, Dabrin Besamach, and the Gemara is going to explain that he sold it for cheap because he had some sort of other deal. He needed to move merchandise to make room for his next deal, but he wasn't being fooled. The hashta parak shapia dal koch mary behediot mocher miditali tagor behediot the time of the other machlo shayichel b'mocher. So he says you see very clearly the Gemara's question is from the fact that we're told of the tagor and the hediot. The hediot is the davar pashut, right? The fact that the hediot is subject to another davar pashut, that's the basis of the Gemara's question. Fractosus of him tomer minalan the mary behediot shemocher biyoker vinis analokeach. How do you know we're dealing with a hediot who sold for too expensive a price, and it was the lokeach who was ripped off? Dilma mari behediot shemacher bezul v'nesane. Maybe we're talking about a hediot who sold it for too cheap, and he was ripped off. The mocher was ripped off. Tasha v'dumi d'tagar. In which case, he's very similar to a tagar. Then it wouldn't be a din of a balabayas. So therefore, the kasha wouldn't even begin. So says also yeshlomer do'na mashram v'kolinin bein shumana bein shumasana. When we say that, just like there's ona by a hediot, there's ona by a tagar, it sounds like both directions. Just stam, if you use the phrase ona, it sounds like it could work in both directions. So if it's going to work in the direction of the lokeach being, of the mocher being ripped off, it's going to work in the direction of the lokeach being ripped off as well. Okay, says the Mishnah. Echel lokeach v'echel mocher yeshlen ona. Both the lokeach and the mocher have a din of ona. K'shem shona la hediot, kachon la tagar. Tanakama says that just like there's ona for a hediot, so too there's ona for a tagar. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ain't ona the tagar. Rabbi Yehuda says no, there's no din of ona for a tagar. Mishu hutal alav yado al ha'eliona. The guy who was cheated has the upper hand. Rotza Omer lo ten li ma'osi, o ten li mashi imisani, and he has the ability to say either give me my money back and we're gonna invalidate the sale, or reimburse me for the amount that you cheated me. And again, this is assuming that the ona was exactly 1/6. If it was more than 1/6, in this case of bitul mekach, so we said before that either party can be mevatel the mekach, right? When it's totally off. When it's exactly 1/6, so then you have such a din that the lokeach has the right to say, if he was cheated, either give me back my money, we're going to be mevatel the mekach, or reimburse me for the amount that you cheated me. But minani mili, how do I know that the din of ana applies both to lokeach and to the mocher? Says Gemara de Tana Rabban, we have a brisa of chisim kru memke la misecha al tonu. Pasuk says al tonu right after it talks about mechira. Ein li elish nesana lokeach. So that would only tell me that if the lokeach was nesana, mocher minayin, how do I know that a mocher also, it could be cheated and subject to the dinim of anah. Tamalomar okana altonu. It says okano and altonu. So that shows me that even if you acquire from the mocher and you've cheated him, still there's nisra of anah. Vishach l'michtav lokech, vishach l'michtav mocher. It needs to tell me both parties by the din of anah, both the lokech and the mocher. I need two separate drushas from the psukim. Why? Dikas Rachman and Mocher Mishum de Kimle Bezavinte. If it only were to tell me a Mocher, I would say, yeah, the Mocher knows very well his the value of the stuff that he's selling. Avalokech to Kimle Bezavinte, but a Lokech, he doesn't know prices, he's just buying something. He's not an expert in the field. Same Loasri Rachman of Losanu. I would think the Lokech doesn't have an issue of cheating the Mocher, because the Mocher is supposed to be wise to the prices. The Lokech isn't expected to be wise to the prices, so I would think that is dafka in Isra on the mocher to cheat the lokeach, not on the lokeach to cheat the mocher. Because Rachman alokeach mishum de kakani. And if it only were to tell me about the lokeach, I would say, yeah, but because the lokeach always is considered to have the upper hand at the end of the day. Damri inish zavan is kanisa. Meaning when someone buys something, we say he's acquired something, meaning he's done something positive. Right, he's now acquired something. Aval mocher davudi kamovid, but a mocher who we generally assume just lost something. Damri inchi zavin ovid, that the guy who sold something has lost out, meaning nebuch, he had to sell something because he needed the money. But generally speaking, having items, objects, is considered a good thing, and when you have to sell it, that's considered a bad thing, that's considered a negative. So he nebuch had to sell, emelo asrei rachmanu blosanu. So I might think the Torah is not mazir him in cheating out the location. lokeach, because the lokeach by definition is not getting cheated because he's kona something. So when he's kona something, he by definition has the upper hand. So tzricha, that's why we need both cases. Now there is a very strong kasha over here, and that is that a mocher is generally, it's only considered nebuch, you have to sell something, when you nebuch have to sell things out of your house that normally you would like to keep, but you desperately need the cash, you go to a pawn shop or whatever, and nebuch you have to sell something. When you run a business, right, if I own a shoe company and I sell thousands and thousands of shoes, with each pair of shoes I sell, it's not nebuch, I had to give up another pair of shoes. I mean, that's my business. That's what we're talking about. So anything to say, well, no, we're not talking about a merchant. We're talking about a baal bayis. Yeah, but baal bayis is not subject to ona anyway. So meaning he's not chayv in ona. So what's the pasuk teach me? I mean, we're trying to say that the pasuk has to be mechadish to me that there's ona on a mocher, because I would have thought nebuch he has to sell. I only would think that by a baal bas, and by a baal bas there's no din of ona anyway. So there are three approaches in the Rishonim to answer this question. The Ravid is mitaretz that in a chinami, the Torah doesn't need to teach us the din of ona by a mocher tagar, by someone who is a businessman. The Torah doesn't have to teach us that. It's a vaday asa for him because he's not being mafsid anything with his mechira. It's for a balabayas that's mocher something that the Torah needs to teach me this din that he's not allowed to cheat the lokeach either. So in I, but there's no ona by a balabas. He says no. There's no din of hashavas ona by a balabas. There's still an isser for a balabas who sells something to cheat somebody else. Go to the washing machine case. Even if you're going to say that it's not subject to ona, it just means that the guy can't demand his money back. But it's usher to go and rip someone off. It's usher to go and sell the person something for twice its actual value. And that's what the Torah is teaching me. That's the chiddush in the pasuk. The Rashba's mitarets that the Torah needs to teach me, even though even though he writes that shala af she yeshnam I elu mechiros shehefsid heim va hutu behem ona, even though there are certain mechiros that are considered a loss to you and therefore no would be mutter in those cases, like when a balabai sells klei tashmisho, like when you sell karka where by definition it's considered a loss to the mocher because you have to nebuch sell it and therefore it's not going to be subject to ona, I might have said that it's a low plug in all mechiros. And therefore, to apply that to a mechira of a businessman as well, that's why the Torah has to come along and tell me that by a mechira of a businessman, we're not going to say such a thing. Tosa Rashi's mitarets that the tzivoy of ona is doubled over in the Torah to teach me that a baal bayis who sells klei tashmisho through a sirsur is asur lahonos. If he sells it through a middleman, that it's asur to ona. He can't say, look, I'm a baal bayis, it's my stuff, and therefore it's not subject to ona. Because if you're selling it through a middleman, you're selling it through an agent, so the agent's a professional. So the guy who's buying it doesn't know that it's an emotional thing for you to sell. He's buying it from the agent. He's buying it from the professional. And that's the Chiddush HaKra. That in that case, there's not going to be ona. There is going to be ona, even though generally by a baal bas, there's no ona. Okay. Okay, let's go weiter. We've got to try to finish the daf here. Says the Gemara weiter. That Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eino Na L'Tagar. Rabbi Yehuda says there's no Ona for a Tagar. So Mishum Shu Tagar Eino Ona, because he's a merchant, so there's no Ona. So Amram Nachum Ram Rav B'Tagar Safsar Shanu. Now we're dealing with a middleman, Tagar. My Taima, Medi Yadaz Vinte Kamashav Yevachul Yachul Gabei. We assume he knows exactly how much the item is worth, and he's Mochel. V'Hai Dezavna Hachimishum Dezshamilez Vinte Achriti. And the fact that he's selling it for cheap is because he must have had some other business opportunity. V'Hashem Yekahadar Bei. And now he just decided to change his mind. When business is slow, he decided to go back and change his mind. Ravashi Amar, my ain the tagar ona. What does it mean that there's no ona by a tagar? It means eino b'toros ona, shafilu pachs mikde ona chozer. It means that he's not b'toros ona in the sense that you wait till he's cheated by a sixth before returning it. No, even if he was cheated by a very little bit, he would have to be chozer because nebuch, we feel bad for him. This is his business, this is his livelihood, and he has such a small markup to begin with. So if he loses out on that, he's never going to be able to make a living. So that's what it means. Even if he's cheated by a tiny drop, you're going to have to pay him back. Tanya Kavasid Rav Nachman, we have a brisa that supports Rav Nachman's understanding of it in the other direction. That no, he should have known better. That Rav Yudom or Tagre in Lona, Mimre Shu Baki. That a Tagre is not subject to Na'ah because he's a Baki, and we assume he knows the prices, and if he charges cheap for it, it's because he's trying to clear out some room for his next business deal. Or he's trying to get some cash on hand for his next deal where he's going to obviously think that he can make a lot more money on it. But not like the Svara that Rav Ashi had, that we're always going to be extra sensitive to the Tagar. So he said the guy who was cheated always has the upper hand. So Mani Masnisin, who's the author of our mission? Lo Rabbi Nassan, Lo Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. It seems to be against both Rabbi Nassan and Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Who are they? What did they say? So I Rabbi Nassan Masnisa Katani Ratza Ubraisa Lo Katani Ratza. If it were Rabbi Nassan, the Mishnah says that Ratza, right, that's Yadal Aliona, that if he wants, he could say, give me back my money. And if he doesn't want, he could say, just reimburse me for the difference. But the Brice of Rabbi Nassan doesn't say Ratza. It sounds like you're Konit Al Karcho. You can't be Mevatel Lemekach at all, but you can demand that you get paid, but you get reimbursed for the amount that you were cheated. So our mission is against Rabbi Nassan. Our mission says you have the option of being Mevatel the Mekach. Rabbi Nassan does not give the option of being Mevatel the Mekach. He only gives the option of getting reimbursed for the amount that you were cheated. I Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, it seems against Rabbi Yehuda Anasi as well, because Masnisa Katani Lokeach, Braisa Katani Mocher. Because the Mishnah says that Lokeach, when the Lokeach is Nisana, he's also Yad al Eliona, because he could say Tein Limaosi, but the Braisa of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi says that when the mocher is misana, his yado is al elyona. But the lokeach was misana; it's not yado al elyona. So the mission is against Rabbi Yehuda Anasi as well. So it says the Gemara a couple of terutzim. Number one, Amar Rabbi Elazar Onazu Eni Yodea Mishana. He says first thing he says our Mishnah Ein Achinami. Well, it's against everybody. I have no idea who could have possibly taught our Mishnah. Okay, not such a satisfying answer. Second one, Rabba Amar Liyolam Rabbi Nasani. Really, we're going like Rabbi Nasani. What about Ratza? It's Ninami Bebraisa Ratza. Throw the word Ratza into the Braisa also. Rabbi Nassan really should conform to the Mishnah. Number three, Rav Amar Liyolam Rabbi Yehuda Anasihi. Really, our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Umay the Shayr Bemasnisin, come and Farish Bebraisa. The Braisa only mentions about the Ona of the Mocher, not the Lokeach. Yeah, you know, Chinami, but that which is left out in the Mishnah is explicit in the Braisa, but it means both of them understand that it could be both for the Lokeach and the Mocher. Amar Vashi, take a Nami, Diktani, Echer Lokeach Vecher Mocher. Umfarish, the Lokeach. It starts off by saying Echer Lokeach Vecher Mocher in our Mishnah. And then when it says, when it gives an example of Ona, it happens to give an example of the Lokeach. But it's just an example. Shmemra Shiri Shari Lemocher, Shmemina. So you see, the Mishnah just left out the Mocher from the examples, and that's why the Braisa filled it in. Rabbi Danasi came and filled in that example. But he's not saying to the exclusion of Ona of a Lokeach, and the Mishnah is not excluding the Ona of a Mocher. They're not exclusive of each other, they're complementary to each other. Itmar, Ha'omel Chaver Almanas Shein Lecha Alay Ona. Guy says to his friend, I'm selling you this Almanas that there should be no Ona over here. We shouldn't have to follow Dinam of Ona. Rav Amar Yesh Lo Lavana, Shmuel Ein Lo Lavana. So it's a question whether the Tanai is binding. So it says Gemara, question whether the Tanai is binding against the Din in the Torah. That sounds familiar. Lema Rav Da'amak Krabi Meir, Shmuel Da'amak Rabbi Yehuda. It sounds like Rav lines up with Rav Meir and Shmuel lines up with Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Meir is one who holds, as we're about to see, Masal Mashak Kasav Batorah Tano Batal, that a Tanai against the Din in the Torah is an invalid Tanai, even by a davar shebemamon. Obviously, Masal Mashkas B'Torah in general by an Isser is Tano Batal, but even by a davar shebemamon is Tano Batal. And Rabbi Yehuda is one that says that by a davar shebemamon it's Tano Kayam. The Tanya, we have the Braisa. Homer li sharem kadesh li almanas shein lecha alai sher ksus ve'ona. A guy is mekadesh woman almanas that he won't have any responsibilities to pay anything to support her. He's not going to have to pay for sher ksus ve'ona. So the kiddushin works, even though it's a masal mashkas b'torah. It's no batal. Divrei Meir. Meir says that the tanai is going to be batal. She's mukadeshes, but the tanai is batal because masal mashkas b'torah. That's Meir's shita. Rabbi Yudomer b'davar shebemamon tano kayim. No, legabi the ona in a chinami. It's not a davar shebemamon. So for that, it's tanai can't be kayim. But legabi ksus, why not? That's a she'er. That's a davar shebemamon. You can make a tanai in davar shebemamon even if it's against the din Torah. And that tonight is going to be Kayim according to Rabbi Yehuda. So don't you see the machlokas over here lines up perfectly? Rav and Shmuel lines up perfectly with Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. So says, well, no. Amalach Rav. Rav could say to you, Anadamri afil Rabbi Yehuda. I would even assume like Rabbi Yehuda that generally speaking, Masam Lashkas b'Torah b'Davar shebemamon is to know Kayam. But I can look on Rabbi Yehuda Hasam. Rabbi Yehuda only says that in a case El Diyada v'Kamachla, in a case where the woman is aware of the tenai that's being put in place and she's mochalit. She's mochal that man. But over here, you think the guy knows he's getting cheated? Just because when the mocher puts in the fine print on the contract that, by the way, you know, you're accepting these terms, regardless whether there's onah or not onah, I don't think I'm being cheated. If I thought I was being cheated, I wouldn't have bought from this guy. So I don't know in advance to be mochel, and that's why the tenai is going to be invalid. Ushmuel Amr and Shmuel would say the opposite direction. I would even assume like Rameir. When does Rameir say over there that the tenai is going to be batel when your vaday being oker masha kasa b'torah, because your vaday saying almanas that there's not going to be sher ksus viona avalacha miyem dekakar midi? But who says over here that they're actually going to be oker anything? Maybe this won't taka be a case of ona. So the fact that it's not definitively going to be oker anything is svar to say that the tenai should be valid. If you look at Tosav, Alhakam Yemer the Kakar, Parakam the Makos, the Parak the Shmuel, Mayon, the Shvias, Hasim the Shvias, Nami, Lo Yadda the Kakar, Demir Yifalo Kodim Shvias. Right? We compare the Gemara Makos, compares Shmuel to a case, or asks on Shmuel from a case, where you make it tonight that Shvias shouldn't be Meshametas. Isn't that Vaday Kakar? So says Tosav, no, it's not Vaday Kakar, because maybe the loan will be paid back before Shvias. And then it's not going to be Vaday an issue of going against that Shvias shouldn't be Meshametas. Amr Avana, Lidim Fashli Mine de Bar Shmuel, Amr Lachavar. If you say to your friend Amanas that there shouldn't be ona, so there is a no. Shein lecha alay ona, then there's no ona. Amanas shein bo ona, hare yesh bo ona. If you say Amanas that there isn't ona here, yeah, but if there is ona, there is. Meaning that's not saying Amanas that the laws of ona should be suspended. That's saying Amanas that I'm not cheating you, and if you are, you are. Meisvei. Hanosiv hanosin ba'amana, if someone does business ba'amana, says Rashi, what does that mean? Nosiv hanosin ba'amana, machor b'masha tuchal, v'tein li ama'os l'zman ploni. I give you my merchandise. I say, sell it for what you can, and give me my money by within 2 weeks from now. V'neni somech alecha, I'm relying on you that you're selling it for whatever you can, and you're getting the top dollar that you can get for it. V'nosin l'schar tircho, and I'll pay you for the trouble of going and selling it. I don't have the time to go around selling this stuff. I need to get rid of this stuff. I'm going to pay you for the trouble of going and selling it, and I trust whatever price you get from me is a valid price. So that's nosav nosin ba'amana. V'amr l'chaver am nashen l'chalai ona, or someone says am nashen l'chalai ona, ein lo olav ona, there is no ona. So Rav d'amra ana d'amri afilu Rabbi Yehuda hamani. But wait a second, according to Rav, who says that he even goes like Rabbi Yehuda, right? But it's a question of whether the guy knows and is mochel. So who's he going like over here to say that there's no din of ona over here? Who knew and was mochel? So you have to go back to what we originally said. Then in Chinami, Rav lines up with Rav Meir, and Shmuel lines up with Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Amar Lo Kasha, Kan B'Stam, Kan B'Mefarish. Rav says, no, there's a big difference between when it's Stam and Al Menashe and L'Chal Layona, it's just Stam, where he doesn't know that what's going to happen, when you're Mefarish. So you say, look, I know there's Ona'ah here, and I'm selling it to you, Al Menas, that you're not going to worry about that. Titania, B'Medvar Mamurim B'Stam, Avul B'Mefarish. If you're mefarish mocher shomer lokeh chayvet zesh ani mochelach b'masayim yodani boshen l'shavel almana. I know it's only worth 100. I'm not shein l'cholai ona ein lo lavana, and I'm selling it to almanas that you're not going to worry about the ona. So then there's no ona. V'chein lokeh shomer l'mocher. I'm buying it from you. And I say chayvet zesh ani lokeh mocha b'mana yodani boshen shav masayim. I know it's worth 200, and I'm only paying you 100. No, but it's stipulation built in that there's no ona. Then ain't no love another. Then taka isn't any ona because you were mefarish. Tan rabbanan nosim enosim b'amana arezo leyachashiv as a rabba amana as a yafa b'shava. That if someone is nosim enosim b'amana, which again is the example we gave before, where you go and you tell the guy, I trust you, sell it for what you can, I trust that you're getting the proper price for it. So arezo leyachashiv as a rabba amana as a yafa b'shava. You can't say, well, the lower level merchandise that I'm doing b'amana, but the yafa, the better merchandise that I want b'shava, that I want whatever its real value is. I don't want you to just, I don't want it to be up to you. Ela ozev is a b'amana, ozev is a b'shava. If you're giving him your merchandise, he's selling all your merchandise. either with the mana or the shava. Menosin l'scharkas, if you give him the amount of money that to pay him for schlepping it, schar gamal for the camel riders, schar pundak for if the guy had to stay over and he needed lodging accommodations, you pay for his hotel, business expenses, you pay him for all his business expenses. Schar asmein notel shakvar nosin l'schar mishalim, and you don't have to pay him any additional schar for his role in it because you already paid him for the job of doing this, of selling it. Schar mishalim mehecha kayavle. The what do you mean? Where did you already pay him? What are we talking about that you already paid him a schar mishalim? So Rav Papa b'tzadruya diyav arba lemeya. There was a case where you're telling him sell these 100 pieces of clothing and you get to keep the profits of 4 of them, right? And the other 96, I'll take the profits. So that's the schar mishalim. So you don't pay him separately for his tircha. That's his schar for the tircha. Okay, we'll pick up from the Mishnah tomorrow.